Hello and welcome to the Lauder Institute podcast. My name is Edward and today I'll be talking with Walter from the Chinese Summer Immersion Program. Hi Walter, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, what led you to the Lauder Institute, a little introduction?
Sure. I was most recently living and working in Beijing for a few years, both with the University of Maryland and then also with a Chinese investment bank called China Renaissance Partners. And there I was working in clean energy. And what led me to the Lauder Institute was that I had been wanting to go back to earn my MBA for a while, but also wanted to combine that with a continuation of my Mandarin study, but then also something that had an international relations component to it. I had looked at a number of different programs, and Lauder was really the only one that combined the MBA with more of an advanced language study, so that was what made it quite attractive for me.
Okay. Where did you go on the immersion trip in China?
So during the summer, we were in two different areas. We were in Shanghai for the first 2 weeks, and then we were in Beijing for the remainder of that, which was another 6 weeks, and had the chance to travel around a little bit within each of those cities. So that was very nice.
So what was the typical day like during your trip? Was there a typical day?
There was a lot of variety, but I think one of the main days was would be when we were just in class and studying. That would usually begin at 9 o'clock with a briefing with our main director, Professor Jen, and she would have all the students together. We would kind of go through the schedule for the day and kind of what news items were going on, what was going on with the group that day and that week. And then we would break up into various small groups and small classes of about 3 or 4 people for most of the morning until about 12 o'clock. And then we'd probably all get together for lunch. And then in the afternoon, it depended somewhat. You would either be doing one-on-one sessions with some of the other professors, and then you'd also be doing one-on-one sessions with some of the graduate students that they hired at the school where we were learning and taking class. And then in addition to that, later in the afternoon, you would probably have a good bit of homework or something to prepare for.
Sure.
In the next day or the next week. So it kept us quite busy, but then
definitely,
they were full days, so it was good.
So I know there's three sort of components to the summer immersion, the cultural, academic, and the business. You spoke a little bit about the academic aspect of the program. Tell me a little bit about the businesses that you visited and what you feel you learned from those visits.
Sure. In each of the cities, we visited a number of different companies. Many of them were multinational organizations. Let's see. Some that come to mind are Philips, Zegna, a number of others, where it was very interesting for me and I think the rest of the group to see somewhat of the challenges that the different companies were dealing with in terms of how they addressed the Chinese market, what their understanding of the Chinese consumer was, and how they were navigating a market that is seen by so many as very complex and very challenging to get through and to succeed in. And so I think that was hearing their perspective and their mistakes and corrections to those mistakes through the years was most interesting for me.
So you really feel then that you got to interact with the people in China and the
We did.
There?
I think in Shanghai it was a little bit more challenging simply because the time we spent there was so compact. We were only there for 2 weeks. But when we were in Beijing, we were living and studying on one of the major campuses in the city. And so we were interacting with students. We were interacting with people in the neighborhood. So that was a lot of fun. We were just in and amongst everyone, the public right there on and off campus. So that worked out really well in terms of giving us opportunities to chat with folks, learn about what they were doing, and talk with the students as well.
So then you said you stayed on a campus then in Beijing?
Right.
Where did you stay in Shanghai?
In Shanghai, we were taking class at Shanghai Jiao Tong University, but we were staying in a nearby hotel.
Okay.
So that kept us a little bit isolated from the campus relative to our experience in Beijing.
So you stayed then a total of 2 months in China?
That's correct. Yeah, 8 weeks in total.
What was your favorite part of the program?
I think the best part for me was just the opportunity to get to know all of the other folks on my track to a much better extent than you would have just seeing them around here on campus in Definitely. Philadelphia. Given that we were all living in the same place, that we were all doing the same things every day, it was really nice to kind of get to know them early on. And then once we came back to school, or back to campus, rather, in Philadelphia, it was nice to have that, those friendships already established.
Sure. How many people are in the Chinese program?
This year there's 17. So it's quite it's the largest track this year, and it was I think some of the students felt that it was were a little bit overwhelmed in the beginning, thinking that it was going to be such a large group of people. But we really blended very well, especially given the diversity of our backgrounds. So there's a number of different people from different countries in the track, with different experiences in the language, with different experiences living in and outside of China. So, but it all, in the end, it all worked out really well.
That's good to know. So now, if I were going into the Chinese program as a first-year student about to go on the summer immersion trip, what advice would you give me to prepare?
Well, in thinking back how I was feeling going into the immersion, it was coming off of a full month of May where we were hit with a number of different courses and requirements and just the beginning of a whole new program and phase of our lives. So many of us were feeling quite overwhelmed in terms of how to meet all these new challenges and kind of get through it together. So I think my advice would be to just relax, not feel so overwhelmed, realize that it will be busy, but it will be a lot of fun. And and it was, you know, not to feel nervous or apprehensive about that.
Okay, well, thank you for talking with me today. I think this has been a very beneficial podcast.
Great. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For previous episodes or to learn more about the Lauder Institute, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.